What do we want to start to talk?
Down and start.
Procedure-wise.
If you started, you don't have to back up.
Well, we haven't really.
We haven't.
We haven't. See, I thought you had it all resolved.
You want to do it?
Yeah, there. You put the list together if you want to go through it.
Okay, well, these are contractor warranty issues, what we consider to be issues. And the first issue is a lateral line break, which occurred on April 23rd on the north side. And our operator discovered it, and he tried to call me. He couldn't get me, so he contacted a guy, a contractor that he's aware of, that's very competent, and he came out and fixed it the next day. And there is an attachment, which is attachment 4, which describes the problem. There was a coupling in there that wasn't, that was only seated about a half an inch part of the option, is to insert the pipe up to a 1 inch. And so that failed. So anyway, it was $660 for his repair. And so we feel that the district should be reimbursed. The water was on the lake side. It was coming out of the basically alongside the tank, and it was the possibility of going into the lake, so that was an issue. I don't know if we have to report stuff like that or not if it gets into the lake.
Anytime technically you have what we call bypass, you're always supposed to report it. You know, so something like that could be considered a bypass from DNR. They do have a website. You can go put these things in. You can enter any kind of a bypass, and that way it's a record and it's there. I haven't seen one, but I know they'll ask you how much you think was lost, where it was, what happened, what did you fix it.
Okay. And then in the packet also is a copy of the guarantee that was from the contract. And it says a lot of stuff, but the one it says, in emergency wear in the judgment of the owner, delay would cause serious loss or damage. Repairs and replacement of one, not of one is a mistake from the, of defects, let's see. Repairs and replacement of defects in the work and damage caused by defects may be made without notice being sent to the contractor. I don't want to get tied down on this.
No, I'm not.
Let's just move on.
Right, right. No.
That's just item number one.
The bottom line is we have 13 or 14 issues, and let's work them out together.
Okay.
Well, together, cooperating and
okay.
Right. So as long as we're cooperating on all 14 items, then that'll be one of the 14 we'll cooperate on.
Okay. Number.
Do you want to solve them one by one, or do you want to wait till we get to the end of that?
I want to move beyond that. Let's let's move, because of all the items, really, I'm mostly concerned about number 2. So I want to spend more time on that probably than anything else.
We've talked. So the bottom line of that one is we're going to have to get with, you all are going to have to decide what the action is, because we're only going to do one, you know, we're only going to go once. And if you're going to charge me for 25 of them, I'm not going to go to those 25. And then I know we've, Lober's been to some as well. So I don't know if we're going to change what he did.
What'd
Andy Lober, a year ago, we had this.
Oh, that's your electrician?
Yeah. So
yeah,
we went to some of them too. So if we have to go back to those, that's fine. I just, I want you all to direct me, because there's consequences to what we do. So I want, whatever it is, I'll do it, but I'm not going to then, a year from now, it's causing, you know, whatever, wires have to be replaced and you can't because of how it's sealed. I can't.
Well first of all,
you have to direct me what you want me to do.
Make sure when we say foam, we just want the conduit foam. We don't want the box foam. And there is another
And then you have to say it's okay, and Huffler has to say it's okay.
The recommendation from Huffler and Orinco is to phone the con.
There's this thing here, which has explicit instructions.
I need a chance to review that and talk to Huffler and you. So if you all are directing me, then I'll respond to that one after I have a chance to review it and talk to them.
The item you use is foam. The insulating foam, if you're familiar with, like, I don't want good stuff or something, it's an expanding foam, reacts with water. They don't recommend good stuff. I mean, maybe it's usable, maybe not. But they do have, and you'll have to get from Huffer, they mention here GE Space Invader and stuff. So.
Right.
But the foam in the pipe, the conduit, at both the splice box and...
Now, why we didn't know about this from the get-go, that I don't...
I don't know. Well, you shouldn't be necessary if the... we haven't dug these up, because if we dig them up, then we've got a landscape issue.
Sure.
We've been really happy.
I mean, and that's coming directly from Orinco's instructions.
Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, that should have
There's
been
a conduit been. Seal in there. So either that wasn't done well, or used the wrong material or whatever, or else there weren't... there wasn't glue used, or else when you buried the tanks, it's possible to, this is what it looks like normally, and they do point out you got to really support that thing. If you don't support it, it's easy to break the conduit. So anyway, there's no point in talking about what went wrong. The fact is that we've got an extraordinary number of boxes that have water in it.
Right.
And due to the problems, contributing problems with the wire, the floats, you didn't get that at all, did you?
What? The
There's a problem with the floats to
I
some
think
extent.
You
did mention
it.
Yeah, they tend to, there's a partial short, they absorb water. They should be able to get some of that money back, I would think, from the manufacturer of the floats, really.
I think that's what Orinco is doing, is going back to the float manufacturer.
Yeah.
Trying to get some money from them. I mean, it's an issue. Orinco is going to supply 238 of the brand new ones.
So now it's the labor.
Yeah. Do what?
Now it's the labor.
Now it's the labor. And they are working on to see if they can get some help with labor.
Okay.
But it's not to that point where they can necessarily say it's coming or they even think it's coming.
Okay.
They have asked. So I think when you're in the boxes, we'll want the float that float changed, you know, as well as seal that conduit.
Mm-hmm.
If you read the this thing about foam versus drill emails, at one point Dan says, let me see. What did he say? I thought we checked that. Okay, from Dan Huffer to me, says, please see the email below. I thought we already checked to see if the floats were the brand he refers to, Dan. So I don't know at what point, but you were given floats that were...
So you don't know if they're all the same model?
Well, everyone I've looked at is the same. It's iSheng. S-H-E-N-G, so it's obviously Chinese.
Okay.
I don't know if the new ones are Chinese. They may well be, but they don't have the...
But is he insinuating they're not all the that brand or that model?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think they know. Apparently somewhere in that time is when they switched.
When it happened, okay.
Yeah. The new ones
so
are...
So they knew at the time there was a problem.
Yeah, I don't know when they knew that.
Yeah.
But I found that out by myself because it was strange because you could cut the float off and measure the resistance of the wires, and it was less than infinity. It should be really high resistance, but you get, without the float, you get a resistance. So I figure there's something wrong. But that coupled with the fact that the alarms trigger at a really low voltage is a problem. Well, they offered offered different floats that don't trigger at as low a voltage, but that's not really a good solution.
Yeah, the other thing was the horns. Wouldn't a different alarm horn?
Yeah, the buzzer, would be different. So it wouldn't go off. So in other words, there's a problem with the wires or there's a flooded splice box, but you don't know about it. And the flooded splice box is really, to me, the issue, because if it's in contact with water, you've got oxygen in the water, you can get corrosion, and after a while these wire nuts are going to be a problem. And the other thing I mentioned, that some of the wire, some of the boxes I open, they don't have the waterproof wire nuts.
Did you get my email this morning?
About what?
The wire nuts?
No.
Okay. I asked Dan yesterday, too, to see if he could get a response from Renko on what they recommend as far as wire nuts, and they recommend the waterproof wire nuts in there for moisture.
It says all splices, and this is from this splice box insulation. All splices inside the splice box must be made waterproof using waterproof wire nuts supplied. So I don't know if he ran out of them or dropped them or whatever, but some of them don't have the, and that's sort of strange. And I would assume that when you do the foam, that that would be something that you could.
Yeah, it said if you don't have a good ground, you can have problems. Corrosion can affect the connection, so we recommend that the wire nut is used, that it is one rated for wet locations.
Okay, we'll just have to see if he recommended it earlier, and we'll have to put it in this, who's going to pay for.
Ideally, it's on that pro-pump installation.
What does that entail to do that float, that's the bad float? You have to lift the whole assembly out?
It's not that big a deal in the sense that you pull a basket out, and the float tree is attached to the basket, so you pull it up, and then you just pull it off. And then you have to pry the float loose. The biggest problem is you have to undo the wire, the cord grip, and you have to pull all the wire nuts and connections out of the splice box and then take off.
No, and the problem is there's 238 of them.
Right.
That's the problem.
No,
it's not that, one's not a big deal.
It takes
238. It's an issue. It's an idea, though. Well, I mean, you already...
You're just right in there.
Once you got the lid off and you've done the other stuff, then how much extra time do you figure it would be to, you know, per tank to do the labor to
do the float? It'd probably take an extra 10 minutes, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise, you take one lid off. Now, the other problem is you usually take the wrong lid off. But then you take four screws out for the splice box, and then if you just do the foaming, you just stick the straw in there and do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have to undo the two wire nuts.
Yeah.
Pull the cord out. So it takes maybe 10 minutes.
Well, you think Orenco would be able to work out a settlement as far as what they pay per hour? It seems like it should be Orenco's problem. Of course, if we contract with you, so we can't deal with it. But
it seems to me that they
ought to give you back X number of dollars per installation. They ought to supply them for free, which they are doing, but then they ought to also supply the labor to make it right, too.
Now, the waterproof wire nuts, can they be used more than once?
No.
Once you take them off, you have to get a new one.
Right. Yeah, they're not reusable.
So, I mean, I think, I guess, to sum it up, our direction on item two will be to go in, foam the conduit.
Dry the box.
Make sure the box is dry, foam the conduit, change the float, and make the wire nuts all waterproof as needed, correct?
Right, so do three things, foaming, the nuts, and then the float each time.
Yeah.
What about foaming the other end at the control panel?
That's what's supposed to be done, and I'm not exactly certain why that is the case.
You mean actually open the control panel up and foam the conduit right there?
Yeah, let me foam that. Well, okay. Orenco recommends sealing the conduit at the splice box and at the control panel to keep the panel free of gases and condensation.
You get double seal,
Going into the control panel,
that's
pre-sealed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's if you're there, that's
yeah,
probably
your
a 2 minute thing to pop the box
so
it can spray. Spray that in.
I didn't know that, but that is important.
So both ends of that same conduit.
They're supposed to be sealed with foam.
Splice box and CP.
And let me read what this Darren guy says about drilling. It says, while drilling a hole in the splice box violates the National Electrical Code, it does seem to be a common practice around the country.
Yeah, Dan says he sees a lot of them that way.
I would never recommend it. And then he says, the most effective we found is sealing both ends of the conduit with expandable foam. I suspect that the conduit was either not glued but there also can be condensation in conduit, which will drain to the lowest point of the splice box. So that's a recommendation. Okay, are we ready to move on? No, I just come back to these.
Okay.
We're missing a pump. We're missing a pump and a discharge assembly.
I don't have any.
You looked everywhere.
I looked everywhere, believe me. Yeah, no, we don't have any. I think you all have spares, but I don't even remember what spares
there were
I gave you.
They said three spares.
We bought three spares.
He's going to check.
I'll check down there, but the spares were in boxes and had never been used. And this one apparently came out of a tank, so it probably has the discharge assembly on it, since there's a quick connect. Otherwise,
yeah,
it
was.
Okay.
I asked Dan about that, if he had any records. He looked through his records, see if there was another one ordered or one was bad. He didn't think there was ever one came out that was bad, so he's supposed to get with us. I don't know, Mike didn't count 238 at one point in time.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Plus the spare, so
there was,
here,
you know, don't do it here type of thing. I don't remember if it was on that.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We,
okay.
I don't have any.
That's all.
Okay.
I don't think that's a warranty item.
That it's missing?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Slow but significant leaks in the main sewer line or the lateral line have been found at, and we've got two spots.
Yeah, we were going to talk to the person who investigated so that we don't double back and either get a price to repair or we'll get another sub.
Okay, well, we got a leak today, so
a new one?
Not one of these, yet a new one.
All right, so that'll be, because it's the same thing on 5, so we'll have 4, 5, and
well,
5A or 4A or...
I don't think we're going to claim that in the sense that it's a clean out and probably somebody probably ran over it.
Oh, okay.
But we'll see. And this is another issue that I think it probably is somebody ran over it, but we'll have to see what the guy finds.
Well, I'll leave it off until you.
Well, yeah, don't put it on.
Determine it's on.
But
so that's what we'll do with 4 and 5.
But he's the guy anyway. Well, 5.
Yeah.
He's got, that would be Dan's problem anyway.
Yeah, I talked to Dan about that yesterday too, and he said that's normal.
Okay.
For one of those things to do that.
So I'll take 5
and
off.
He said if it's a problem, just shut it off and then manually do it every now and then.
And then I'll talk to him about 4.
Yeah,
and we'll get it repaired.
You're going to talk to whom?
Whoever investigated it. Is it Dan? To determine
no,
it's...
No.
No.
I did.
Okay. So then we'll talk to you.
Well, the thing is, the guy's coming out at 1 o'clock today to do this other repair. And so I'll show him.
Yeah, I'm looking for a price.
And then I'll give you his information.
Okay, that'd be perfect.
Okay. And then 6, this is for Dan, and that's, I believe, to be the case, which is the control panels are wired differently for some reason. One is a master, but it doesn't really control the other two.
Yeah, we did what everybody decided when we were down there a couple of different times.
Probably.
So if you want something else, that's between you and somebody else.
I talked to Dan. He said that he'd just get with you or for you guys to get it figured out what's going on down there. So.
Yeah, okay.
Well, who's going to... I mean, we did it as everybody wanted it then, so it's changing.
You sort of did it
well,
according
I don't
to the wiring diagram. It's
okay.
Like at one point, there's supposed to be a float attached to a relay, but that float is not attached to the relay. And I suspect it's for good reason, because there's only 3 floats in there, and this is sort of a 4th float. So the guy was probably confused as to what he was supposed to do.
So basically, I guess we need you guys to research it just a little bit, have Dan look at it and see what...
Let's not spend much time on this.
Yeah.
You said, did Van Deventer tell you to put that intrinsically
yeah,
safe relay in there?
Yeah, the intrinsically safe relays in there.
Well, there's only one in there. There's only one in there.
Only one in one control panel?
Right.
Well, then they didn't put it in the other control panels.
Right.
It was supposed to be in all, it should have been all 3 control panels.
But the specs don't have it.
Yeah.
The specs don't have it either.
The specs don't?
I don't think so.
No.
Did
they only
look?
Just the control panel number 1 has it in there.
I don't know.
Yes.
But we just had one spec because all control panels are supposed to be identical.
There are 3 different wiring diagrams. There are 2 different wiring diagrams. 1 for 1 and 1 for 2.
Not your specs. The what we got from Orenco, the wiring diagrams.
Okay.
They only show one
relay. Yeah.
SR. Yes.
Okay.
Only one.
And then it's not in the other thing.
Correct.
Right.
And so it's not wired. I mean, it's just sitting there. And so control panel one never, ever gives a high-level alarm.
And it works all
when
right.
When two and three do.
The lag pumps come on as they're supposed to.
Yeah.
It's just that there's never any high-level alarm
out of that one
CP1. Panel. Yeah. Because it's not, because it's hooked up through the intrinsically safe relay.
Which has nothing
which
hooked
has up. Not, a, doesn't have a float on it.
So basically, we just need it so the alarm goes off.
Right. Appropriately.
The high level alarm.
So that's what I guess what we need to look at with Dan is figure out.
You could either rewire it the way the other ones are rewired and throw away the intrinsically safe relay.
Yeah.
Or else hook up the float to the intrinsically safe relay so it does both.
So it does both.
Even though it. Okay.
Okay.
So Dan should really definitely be involved.
Yeah,
in
so
that.
We need Dan to figure that one out.
Who's Dan?
Dan Hutter will post us to the supplier for all the stuff.
Deep.
Yeah, seven's no big deal.
There's a lot to do.
Okay.
Not here, you get lost.
I don't know. There's one tank where the apparently the splice box is really deep, which is strange. And it's at one that one address, the 6383. And yeah, if you can extend
yeah, can
that, that'll help. Okay. And then this thing on 8. The guy installed a Y instead of another. In here, there's a picture of what a Y looks like compared to a rotting T. This thing. You know what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
And they put in, the contractor, TGB, put in a Y. And a guy, his plumber, said they should have put in a rotting T. Did you find it, Donna?
Did you look at the plans or
not? I can't find where we actually call any kind of paper. Cleaner.
We're just following plans and specs, not a plumber's opinion.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it depends on what internet recommends.
All we need is just a statement of why whatever was installed was installed, so we can go back to the home.
It's just per plans and specs.
And
so?
Per plans and specs.
Well, I mean, if we didn't call one out.
He didn't specify one.
Exactly.
So why did you choose that
one? So why'd you choose that one?
We got to tell the guy. We can't tell him, you know, there was a sale
it's
on
just,
these things at Walmart.
It's just standard. I mean,
what? It's standard.
You have
I can put that in writing if you like.
That's plumber
like you went to that you can quote. He's a certified plumber or something like that.
Well, I can get a drain layer. My husband's a drain layer. How's that?
A drain layer? I don't know if that works. Does that work?
Sure.
He probably licensed that.
Certified licensed drain layer. Okay.
Just write it up.
But we need.
That's
we need
all
some,
we need is just some.
Some rationale because we can tell him, but we don't have the credentials.
Okay.
It hasn't caused a problem, has it?
Yeah, it did for him.
Well, then how did they fix the problem? Is there another clean out or something? Or
pulled the toilet.
Yeah.
Pulled the toilet and then, okay.
That's okay. You have to do it at my house all the time because of tree roots. It's a given.
If they don't have a clean out in the house, you know, I mean, they should have a clean out in the house. And my rationale originally or reasoning was that you want to force it downstream. You don't want to force the plug upstream on the other hand.
Oh, so typically this would not be a problem because typically you would have a clean out in your house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, because when you run that rod, you know, I can even see with a rotting tee how hard it can be to get that thing to go one direction or the other. Whereas you always want it to go downhill, so you use that Y to send it downhill.
So it would help us if we had a voice of authority. Okay, the as-built plans don't show all valves, and we'll work with Tim about that.
Thank you.
Al Farrell, we should probably go see that at some point. Mr. Farrell is unable to use his parking area because of an ill-placed ARV pit. He wants the current breakable lid replaced with drivable traffic lid. So this one is in the middle, not in the middle, but it's he's got a parking area. If you illustrate it, the street is here. And he's got a parking area here. And you've got this vent right here. So we're trying to figure out a way to solve this guy's problem so he can use the parking area. Because sooner or later he's going to break the lid.
Yeah, I don't have breakable lids, so I can toss that over to Dan if he wants to talk to him about selling a breakable lid.
Orenco is supposed to be working on a traffic lid, but we haven't gotten anything back from him. Do you have any suggestions otherwise?
Yeah, I don't know if we really want to wait for them. Yeah. This guy calls me about once a month. Well, it's figured out yet. Anyway.
Give him a chance.
I'll send them to them. I don't have
one.
Send them
to Dan?
Yeah, I don't
know. Okay. What would you do under a circumstance like that if you wanted to solve that problem? Don't worry about the venting so much.
I would buy a breakable lid.
What?
I would go buy my own breakable lid.
Unbreakable?
Breakable.
Breakable.
Yeah. Unbreakable, sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He has a breakable.
He has one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not traffic rated. Even then, I think those traffic rated lids aren't, meant to be driven on all the time, I don't think. So,
it's not in the street.
Yeah.
It's not going to have high speed on it or impact or anything. So I think it's pretty lightweight stuff. We're a little concerned, though. We didn't know if that riser was going to be sufficient or if you needed a concrete riser.
Those are rated pretty heavy too when they're installed correctly.
Are they? Well,
so
there's a way.
Especially if it's flush with the ground, so you're not got a little that sticking up where it's flexing. As long as it's there flush, it should be fine.
Well, in my mind, those rises are really strong, and I can't imagine you doing any damage. It's just that I couldn't prove it. I have no way of proving it.
Yeah.
So if we had a way to prove that it could take parked vehicles, and then it just took a simple lid, that'd be a great solution.
Yeah,
if we got another.
I mean, is it where they would park on it?
They could very well park on it,
The tire could be sitting right on top of it?
The tire could be sitting on it, but that's really not that much weight,
Yeah.
Now, if it was in the middle of a busy street, then you have to design for impact and all that other stuff.
Yeah, big trucks or anything.
Yeah, but this is just
trash trucks or anything else?
Yeah. Probably, you wouldn't have more than 1,000 pounds on it at one time.
Yeah. It ought to be able to hold that up with a traffic rated lid.
I would think.
Landscape issues. Mr. Toscano has got a problem with.
Yeah, I'll talk to those two.
Okay.
You want to see the rocks?
You want
to see.
He's samples.
No, that's okay.
They're
very nice rocks.
Are they pretty?
Are they gorgeous?
Some of them are gold.
Those are his rocks.
They're really pretty. We gave him rocks. I guess he doesn't like the rocks.
He doesn't like those rocks?
No, we gave him different rocks.
Yours doesn't have that pretty purple.
We gave him different pretty rocks. They weren't that pretty.
Okay. We're being sarcastic.
Okay. It's okay.
And then you've got your old friend, the Hollands.
Yeah, I'll talk to both of them.
Okay. And I think, the Hollands, talk to them.
Do you think that one's reasonable?
What?
The Hollands?
Their yard is rocky. It's just rocks, and they can't get grass to grow, and even if it did grow, it could break their lawnmower.
And it's shady, and it's. But I'll have to talk to them monetarily.
The problem is that they had gotten dirt a long time ago, and they've worked that soil, and had decent dirt there.
I will talk to them. Them, I think, are being reasonable. The Toscano is not.
in my opinion.
And he's outside. He's wondering what's
going on. And I did give him rock a year ago.
So you did give him some rock?
Yeah. Really? A year ago. Oh. According to my Bob Patton.
Oh, okay.
Now, it wasn't this.
Same size, sorry.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it was, you know, minus or clean or, you know, I don't know exactly what it was. It was when we were here doing it, a lot of landscaping issues, we brought in some.
Mm. Okay. And 13 is just the, well, let's see, 12
is. Well, 12 is okay.
12
we'll do
12. Is okay. We'll do 12. And 13 is just occasionally.
And then that we'll talk to, we'll.
A weird.
We'll get. We're going to have to come to an agreement on number 2. That seems to be the biggie.
Right.
And so, we will agree before we proceed.
Good.
And maybe get one approved before we do 238. Right?
That works.
Good
and
idea.
We're ready when they're ready. So.
So I guess we'll just lay it in your lap right now for you to then
yes.
go to Dan and.
Yes.
And see what you can work out with those guys as far as helping you with all of it.
Okay, well, we didn't really. We should be more clear on some of these. Like number 1, we're not certain what we're going to do about that.
No, I think as long as we agree to the other 13 items, then I will, I guess we pay you, I guess. You'll tell me who to send the $606.
Well, we paid the guy already.
So we would pay.
You would tell me who to pay.
And then on,
because we may do the same thing with these leaks, depending on if
right,
you want. They have to work for me or work for you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. No, it's not your fault. It's the logs.
It'd probably be simpler if they work for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as it's a reasonable price.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Which one is it?
Yeah.
It
wouldn't be done on an emergency basis.
Correct.
As this one at
this
the top
one,
of
correct.
I don't know what we're going to get hit with today, but that's
yeah, that's one where we're going to get the estimate.
Right.
And so then the second
and
one.
And Sharon agreed to the 660 here. She's going to send a check to PWSD.
Okay.
We didn't necessarily talk about the ones that our operator fixed.
Well, Sharon did say that
I need the 25 list.
That yeah, okay. If you want her to pay the $60 for each one of the 25, then she's not responsible for drying them out,
right?
And repairing the splice.
That looks like I still have to do the flow.
Well, yeah, the flow issue would still come in there.
Well, when you would have opened the boxes and drilled the holes in and all that stuff. Would you wouldn't have sealed them at that point. You wouldn't have phoned them. No. So none of them have been phoned.
None have been phoned. Now, Andy did do some with a tar-type material around the window.
So we probably still want them phoned. We definitely
yeah,
want them phoned.
Yeah.
So you're saying you don't want to pay the $60 on top of doing the phone.
So if we forgot the $60, you'd phone them.
Well...
Especially if you have to do the flow.
If I got to go back anyway.
And do the flows.
Right.
And how many did we have at $50 or $60 to give?
Just 20 to 25.
20 to 25.
Like
20 at $60 a piece, you say?
Which is high, but I guess it's because it's
that's
right here.
That's, yeah, that's right. He drives here.
Because obviously it's not $60. On site, but yeah, I understand. You have to get here.
Sometimes.
So, if you all could think about if I go to all of them, not making
well,
them pay
I personally would forget the $60 and just visit everyone and phone them. That would
okay.
be fine.
I'd be okay with that.
I agree. Okay. Take care of all of them.
Yeah.
What about you?
And then 4, we're going to call Bosert or whatever. 5, we're going to turn that off. 6 is going to be Dan Hufker. And 7, you're going to put extensions or
yep.
something on those. Okay.
8, I'm going to send you an email.
You're going to send what?
An email.
Yeah. With the official statement.
Yeah.
From the certified.
Certified drain layer.
Drain layer.
Certified and licensed drain layer. 9's not a problem. 10, we'll have to take care of that. 11, you're going to contact Toscano and Holland. And 12, you're going to take care of. And 13, when you're in the process of going through these, you will.
Well, I'm going to address it. That one I need to address with them as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
I haven't hit, you know. Yeah, the 13 became number 2,
yeah, okay.
Which we're all going to agree
right,
to before we proceed.
Right. And if you could send me an email that basically says you agree to do this.
Well, we're going to...
Before the warranty runs out.
Oh, absolutely. I plan on doing it before the warranty runs out.
Well, you need to send it, I guess, before the warranty.
We're going to agree to what that is. Before I proceed.
She's got some negotiating.
I'm ready to go.
Systems.
Right.
She does. She's got to work
right. Right.
But if we aren't here physically doing it, then yes, we will be agreeing to what it is and when it's going to happen. My only holdup would be them replacing these floats. Everything else is stopped and we can go.
And it might be maybe flow system will send somebody over to
right.
do floats while you're doing
right.
the.
Well, that'd be silly, but...
It would be kind of silly.
It's the time to get there and open the road.
Yeah.
Is what you got to say. You can't have two people doing that.
And we do spot checking afterwards.
That's either the day we do it, whatever you want to do.
Is there anything else?
I think you've gone through your entire list, and I think everybody's satisfied.
I think so. I'm good.
Donna? No, I'm satisfied.
That's a problem, isn't it, if everybody's satisfied?
And it's only 10:45. We did good.
Well, we wanted to look at that one, and maybe take a drive to the plant and check things out.
Okay.
And do a...
Does anybody have any pictures of the plant?
Yes.
I
want
pictures. And I didn't bring a camera
in.
Yeah. I
figured
you already took
pictures.
Yeah,
I kind of
want to go down.
Yeah, I have a picture up at the website.
Yeah. So, where are we going to stop at?
LakeDishMango.com. Click on PWSD13.
Is it a picture I can just click and save myself? Okay. So, what do you have it saved as?
It's a JPEG up at the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can send you all kinds.
And
we
have tons
post
of pictures.
Don't we have
a website
someplace that has pictures?
I don't have multiple pictures up there. No.
Yeah.
I just have one.
I'll have Mike put together a CD of all those pictures. Mike's a picture taker.
Okay.
So you probably have more pictures here in a little bit.
And we had an article in the Leader.
Oh, yeah.
The Jefferson County Leader.
Recently?
Yeah, it was
a month ago.
About a month.
They were running a series on all of the sewer systems in Jefferson County.
Oh, the highest cost.
Yes,
I read that one.
Not that article, the one before that.
Yeah.
Oh, there was one before that?
Yeah.
It was her picture on the front.
I was on the cover of the Leader. Yes.
On the cover?
Yeah.
That one was better.
If I generated the second article.
She may not bring me all of them, but she tries to bring them to me as she reads them so I can see what's going on.
They're posted at the Leader website, too, the entire series.
Okay. Did they do that finally?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yep, it's up there. Remember 2 years ago, I told you that there was this reporter coming around? And
I think so.
Yeah. Well, they finally got around to writing the article.
Here it
is. So where are we going?
We want to look at the lid.
Here's what it looks like.
No, I don't have that.
Okay, let's look at the issue.
Need to sign that.
And
April
18. Just put down the plant.
And frame that. Actually, I've been telling people to burn them.
But we're not the most expensive because Rain Tree's doing something now, and they're going to be 80.
Not until July 1st.
Yeah, but that doesn't.
Today you're still off.
Yeah, but then they have another bill for their water.
Yeah, well, and there are probably private systems that are more expensive than ours too.
I don't know.
But they're only comparing publics.
Yeah.
So
but ours is brand new.
Yeah, it's new and nobody paid the connection fee.
So they're by paying their bills? You pretty good luck with that?
We're doing very well.
Excellent. Yeah.
Very well. We have two abandoned houses, and so nobody's paying on them, but we just keep filing liens.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say we're doing way better than I thought we were doing.
Good. We're really
desperate. I would have to
but we don't have any money.
To the board. I'd have to attribute to the board.
Oh, thank you. I thought you were going to report it to another board.
No.
Well, we have a history of paying bills down here.
We only have a couple that are really old. They've made promises and progress. So, you know, out of that many people, it's pretty good.
That's true. I mean, we don't run across this.
Oh, yeah.
We're just progressive with this one, do we?
No.
Are aggressive?
No. They'd be going, well, what's going wrong here? They're not sure. That's true.
Did you get their game camera?
Put it down yesterday.
Game camera.
We had a skunk or a groundhog digging on the back of the dam.
Uh oh.
So he's going to be videotaped?
No, not video. Just still.
Just still.
Maybe he'll start doing a little dance for you.
Cameras on. I'm loving videos now. Okay, some of them game cams.
Yes, so. This one will do video.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, well.
We didn't set it up for that. We set it up for still.
We probably got grass anyway. Probably the same.
I was going to tell you, you got to turn the grass if it's waving in front of it.
Oh, we'll do it.
Well,
he might show his stripes anyway. Last time it was a skunk.
Ken, I'll run this over to you this afternoon. That's all right.
Your stickers are in
there. Oh, great. Appreciate it.
So do we have forms to sign or something for a final inspection? Is that really true? There's nothing to...
No paperwork?
No paperwork. Well, if you want paperwork between you guys, no, not for us. Okay. I have to write up the inspection non-resistant, the list.
Great.
I would like something later on saying these items have been taken care of.
Well, I think Sharon would want that, too.
Absolutely.
Can you do the start the form twice by